controversial Winter Olympic Games underway in China. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Protests today in Washington, D.C. and New York over the Games. Several nations, including the U.S., staging a diplomatic boycott over China's human rights record.
The U.K., Canada, and Australia are a handful of countries taking part in this diplomatic boycott by not sending dignitaries to the Winter Games. The U.S. State Department calls the ongoing human rights abuses against Uyghurs genocide. And yesterday, video went viral of Chinese officials trying to end a live broadcast of a Dutch television reporter at the Olympics. The news outlet said the reporter was able to finish his report a few minutes later. The International Olympic Committee called this an unfortunate and isolated incident, but it still led to more criticism of how the Chinese government operates. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warned the athlete to not speak out against China.
Fox's Christina Coleman. As the Russian troop buildup continues along the Ukraine border, the Biden administration says it's weighing its options to protect Ukraine from an invasion. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell.
I do not want to go to war. I am very disturbed by all of the reports that we are hearing. Whatever we do must be done with our NATO allies. We have to protect Ukraine.
The U.S. has sent military weapons to Ukraine while stationing 3,000 troops in bordering NATO countries. Delta Airlines is asking the Justice Department to put any person convicted of a disruption on board a flight to the national no-fly list. Delta has been pushing since last year for heightened reporting, investigation, and prosecution of those interfering with flight safety. Texas police say a gunman killed four members of his own family, including a child, before fatally shooting himself. It happened overnight in Corsicana, about 50 miles south of Dallas. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Former Vice President Mike Pence publicly disagreeing with his former running mate at a conservative event in Florida.
I heard this week that President Trump said I had the right to overturn the election. But President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone.
The former VP also went on to say that Vice President Harris wouldn't have the constitutional authority to change the upcoming presidential election. The GOP Friday formally condemned two prominent members of the party who remain openly critical of former President Trump.
As the Republican National Committee meets in Utah, they're doubling down on being the party behind President Trump, officially censuring fellow Republicans Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for being part of the House January 6th investigative panel. Congresswoman Cheney says she does not recognize those who have abandoned the Constitution to embrace Donald Trump. Representative Kinzinger says he has no regrets. The Democratic National Committee weighing in, there is no low they will not go to protect Donald Trump and his chaos. In Washington, Lauren Blanchard, Fox News.
A helicopter had to be used this week to rescue two people and their dog trapped in a cabin by snow and fallen trees in California's snow-covered Sierra County. California Highway Patrol pilot and paramedic Brandon Hallam.
When we landed, I think first they were very surprised to see a helicopter there. Secondly, I think they were surprised to see one so soon after making the call because it wasn't very long from the time of call until we got there. And then obviously you can see just the signs of relief in their faces because it was getting into a dire situation for them.
The two had been trapped for nearly a month. With supplies running low, they hiked in 3 feet deep snow to a spot where they could get a cell phone signal and call for help. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.